Good morning. Northern Ireland is well known for its marine life, but our only native species of crayfish could be under threat from disease. Until recently, Ireland had been free of crayfish plague, but a recent outbreak in the Erne River system has put native crayfish under threat. There's been a joint response from Antrim and Newton Abbey Borough and Mid and East Antrim Borough Councils to ask the public, in particular anglers, to help reduce the risk of outbreak. I spoke to Maurice Turley, who is the Biodiversity Officer for Mid and East Antrim Council.
Ireland is, at the minute, the only country in Europe that doesn't have any non-native crayfish species, and where non-native crayfish species have been introduced into a country, it's usually to the detriment of the white-clawed crayfish. And the problem with the non-native crayfish species coming in is that they carry a plague that they are resistant to, but unfortunately our native crayfish aren't. Basically could be devastating. So if this plague was to spread into other river systems and into other areas, I mean, it really has serious consequences for our native white-clawed crayfish.
Crayfish look a bit like miniature lobsters and hide away under rocks and logs during the day, coming out at night to prey on larvae and snails and plants. Now, Maurice has also asked people to keep an eye out for signs that the plague may have taken hold.
We're asking people just to be aware of whenever they are moving from one river body or one lake to another river body or another bit of water, that whatever equipment they have used or whatever clothing that they have used, that they make sure that they disinfect it properly and dry it out before moving between these water bodies. It's a hard thing to identify, but basically if you come across a river and there you see a lot of dead crayfish, or there's any evidence that would make you suggest that there had been an outbreak, just to report that as soon as possible.
And if you spot anything suspicious, then you can contact the Northern Ireland Environment Agency on 90 540 540. Now, there's never been more of a push to buy local as of recent times. Post horse meat scandal, consumers want to know where their food comes from and how it's been treated. For livestock farmers, butchers and growers across Northern Ireland, this has helped their businesses to profit. One family-run Tyrone business is amongst those, with turnover doubling in the past few years to £29 million. Hughes Mushrooms supplies the UK market with over 240 tonnes of mushrooms every week. Its director is Emmett Hughes.
We have about 20, 25 growers based throughout Northern Ireland and some in the Republic of Ireland also. So our operation is to consolidate orders throughout our customer base and to ensure that our growers are picking products to the right specifications and the right quantities to meet their demands. So we would collect from our growers on a daily basis, take the mushrooms back to our facility, process them, cool them, pack them, and deliver to mainly our customers based in GB overnight, so delivery the next day.
But as with any producer in the agri-food sector, they've had to adapt to keep up with what consumers want. And with cookery programmes using all types of mushrooms these days, not just the chestnut variety we all commonly know, Hughes have had to start growing other kinds, which has helped them diversify.
The shiitake mushrooms and the oyster mushrooms, we grow them ourselves, so we can cultivate them and grow them in what you'd normally see in a mushroom house, so diversifying into that growing end of the shiitake and the oyster. Whilst it's always going to be a small part of the market, there definitely is a little bit of growth in that sector.
And finally this morning, Seamus McMenamin from the Livestock and Meat Commission has a look at the quotes.
Quotes for inspect ewe minus 3 grade prime cattle this morning are expected to range from 316 to 320 pence a kilo. The plants are indicating steady supplies of prime cattle and weaker demand for beef are the main factors behind the drop in base quotes in recent weeks. Meanwhile, the cow trades remain fairly steady, with quotes for good quality O plus 3 cows ranging from 224 to 245 pence a kilo, with most plants in and around 235 pence a kilo. The lamb trade has also remained steady, with quotes for R3 grade lambs this morning expected to range from 305 to 310 pence a kilo, with plants paying up to 21 kilos. Good supplies of lambs have been coming forward for slaughter, with throughput in recent weeks similar to this time last year.
And that's it for me this morning.